Michelle Obama will soon begin digging up a patch of White House lawn to plant a vegetable garden. There will be no beets. Her husband doesn't like them. But arugula will make the cut. While the organic garden will provide food for the family's meals, its most important role, Ms. Obama said, will be to educate children about healthful, locally grown fruit and vegetables at a time when obesity has become a national concern. She hopes to encourage ordinary Americans to eliminate processed food, try to cook a meal a little more often, and try to incorporate more fruits and vegetables. For children, she said, food is all about taste, and fresh and local taste better. A real delicious heirloom tomato is one of the sweetest things that you'll ever eat, she said. 23 fifth graders from a Washington elementary school will help her dig up the soil for the 102 square meter plot. The Obama's garden will have 55 varieties of vegetables grown from organic seedlings started at the Executive Mansion's greenhouses. The Obamas will feed their love of Mexican food with cilantro, tomatillos, and hot peppers. There will be spinach, chard, collards, and black kale. For desserts, there will be a patch of berries. A White House carpenter, who is a beekeeper, will tend two hives for honey. Total cost for the seeds, mulch, etc., is $200. The plots will be in raised beds, fertilized with White House compost, lime, and green sand. Ladybugs and praying mantises will help control harmful bugs. Almost the entire Obama family, including the president, will pull weeds, whether they like it or not, Mrs. Obama said, laughing.